For lack of better terms, he was outstanding.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. Sometimes we beat them in the regular season, but sometimes it's easier to, figure out how to get out when you weren't successful. And Olszewski was successful the first time we faced him. It's easier to make adjustments as hitters when you know what you did wrong the first time. So the story of the game was Colby Kizer, 131 pitches, 11 strikeouts, and one walk. Good velo. You know, that's as good a velo as we've seen. That's as good a pitching outing as we've seen against us this year. So you kind of got to tip your hat to him. And then, you know, some of their other players had some big hits when it counted, too. So, this is one of those days where they were better than us. It's simple as that. And they made the plays when they had to, and pitches for sure. And again, Kizer was obviously the number one guy. Doing that when you can throw with that velo and mix it up with slider and change up to lefties and spot up and get big outs when you needed to. Maybe we could have made some adjustments, but it was more him than anything, and that's baseball. You know, that's why the worst team in baseball wins 50-60 games a year, because of performances like that. So we got to tip our cap to him.
You were hitting the ball. It just seemed like you're either just getting under it, so it wasn't like you had bad at bats. Just one of those games.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't, for being shut out, I wasn't totally disappointed with our offense. I thought we did have good at bats, and we did hit the ball hard at times. We tried to use the whole field, and some guys got rewarded for it too. But we just weren't consistent enough with it, and obviously Kizer had a lot to do with it. But we got to go back to the drawing board and find a way out of this. And that, again, it's baseball, but it's something that hopefully will be better because of it.
Now, the good news is, in this tournament situation, it is double elimination. You still have a chance to make a run here, and you play at noon against the University of Mary, who lost by a score of 5-1 to Mankato. And what do you remember? Well, Mankato, Mary, they can hit the ball. We saw that earlier this year.
Yeah, I think you were at that game. I think you did that game. And they're a scary lineup, 1-9, too. So we're going to have to become ready to play. We can't hang our heads or feel sorry for ourselves. We've got to find ways to get better and get the job done when it counts the most. But again, it wasn't about an effort or an attitude thing out there. It was just this kid came in and he dealt for 9 innings, and we did some good things with him, and they got some big hits and all of that. It's just, Olszewski didn't spot up like he has been all year, and that's baseball, though. You're not always going to be perfect, and they took advantage of it today. Tomorrow might be a different story, though.
Well, and give credit to the Mustang batters. Boy, they came out swinging, and they were hitting the ball hard, too.
For sure. I mean, they had some good at-bats, and up and down their lineup, too. Obviously, their best players, Nett and McDaniel. Nett had 3 hits at least, and some of the middle of the lineup did some damage, too. But, they hit the pitches. Olszewski's been good all year, and he just was just a little off tonight, and that made the difference for their offense.
We should talk about Isaac Roars. What a relief performance by him. 3 innings. He retired all 9 batters that he faced. He came out and really pitched well.
For sure, and he threw 25 pitches and 9 outs. So that's just a guy filling it up and mixing it up letting them get themselves out. And that's really good to see. We took him out there because we didn't want to burn him at the end, and hopefully he can bounce back in this tournament and give us some more quality innings. But, yeah, that's a great point. He came in and stopped the bleeding, and if we could have got our offense on track, I think we could have gotten back in the game, or he allowed us to at least have a chance at that. But then the end of the story was Kizer on the mound for them.
Sometimes, as you said, you just run into a guy that is dealing, and that's what Kizer was doing, and there's a reason why he's a first-team All-NSIC-er, and just a fantastic performance by him, and as you said, tip your cap. But now, UMC, you guys like to do it sometimes, like to make it difficult. So now you're just going to try to make a run through, and it starts tomorrow, and you're hoping to play 2 games tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you look at the bracket, it's a long road back, but if you just take it, one game at a time, one inning at a time, one out at a time, or one pitch at a time, it doesn't seem so big. And that's all we got to do. Just everybody's got to do their job tomorrow, the first game, and hopefully we get another game, and then we just got to do our job there. And we don't have to be great all the time. We just got to play UMC baseball, be gritty, and find a way to get the job done when it matters most.
Coach, a tough one here, but again, tip your hat to Kaiser and Southwest Minnesota State. They're batters as well, but you bounce right back tomorrow, and you get to take on the University of Mary, and hopefully, if it's all they say, if it's we'll just say it's going to be a nice day tomorrow, might as well play too. So,
out of this yet, right, Chris? It's the last thing we want to do is think we're done, because we're not. You know, this team can overcome adversity. We've seen it all year, and it's not going to be easy, and this is probably the biggest task that we have in front of us. But, again, we have to take it one game at a time and just go from there.
Coach, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
That is the head coach of the UMC Golden Eagles, Coach Steve Gust. We thank him for talking.